welcome to the USEA's official podcast. Our guest today is Katie Grosbeck, who has just been awarded the Becky Broussard Developing International Rider Grant, and she joins me now from her training base with Buck Davidson in Ocala, Florida. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Good morning.
Well, great to have you join us and share with us your excitement. I imagine you're still getting used to the idea of having won this grant. What a gift.
Yeah, it still hasn't quite sunk in yet. You know, when you get that kind of news, and I was absolutely gutted to not be there. And I get this phone call from Buck, you know, and he says, oh, you're on speakerphone. There's a few people who want to talk to you. And it's just such an overwhelming experience, especially the eventing community is so dear to me, and there were so many people there that I would have loved to have shared that moment with, and it was heartbreaking for me that I didn't get to share it with them in person, but I got very, very many phone calls and texts almost immediately, but it was, I mean, you just get chills because you start to realize what a big deal it is, and quite a lot of money, and to me, very overwhelming that, you know, this group of people and this family and this organization are coming to me and saying, you know, we believe in you. We think you can go somewhere. Like, here, you know, have at it. Give it a try. Like, that to me is so overwhelming and just it just gives me chills. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, we want to hear about, you know, what this is going to mean to you in your career and the horse that you have and your plans for the future, how you plan on spending this grant. But let's just talk a little bit about how you got into the sport and arrived with in training with Buck Davidson. You're from California, so tell us your story, Katie.
Okay. I'm originally from Northern California, where my parents, Teresa Grosbeck and Jim Grosbeck, they had a ranch, and that's where I grew up and learned to ride and know almost everything I know from them. My mom was, she was the dressage and the eventing influence, and her background was, you know, with Jack LaGoff and some of the greats. And she also bred and raised the horses that I grew up competing. So she was undeniably a huge part of, you know, the rider I am today. And then on the other hand, my dad started the young horses, broke them under saddle, and he's into working cow horses and cutters and reiners. And, you know, he's where I get my passion for horsemanship and just my curiosity about, you know, the way horses' brain works. So they've both been just, I mean, I am a complete reflection of them. And so my mom was my coach all the way up until I moved to college. I went to UCLA. Then I rode at a few places around the Los Angeles area. And then after college, I kind of did my own thing. I didn't really have a full-time coach. I did have a dressage trainer who helped me from time to time. And I actually ended up doing pre-St. George with her on my event horse, Oz the Tin Man. And then I found my way to Temecula, home of Galway Downs, but I was actually at Kingsway Farm with Holly Bennett, and I was with her for a year, and she really helped get my riding to the next level, I would say, at the advanced, and really helped me put that competitive edge on my riding. And just recently, this summer after Rebecca Farms, on the way home, she texted me and she said, hey, would you go east to ride horses? And I said, well, of course. And she said, well, I think maybe you should give Buck a call. And so that's kind of how it started. And she really put that seed in my brain about, you know, moving east and really expanding my horizons. So we loaded up. We went to Texas for the American Eventing Championships. And that's where we said our goodbyes, which was really hard, leaving behind that whole group of people. And so then I went out to Virginia. I spent a week with Lainey Ashker. And then, because she gave me a ride home from the championships. And then finally, I made my way to Pennsylvania, where Buck was at the time. And now, of course, we're here in Florida. And so this whole year has just been crazy to me. It's more traveling than I think I've ever done in my life. And now I'm completely on the other side of the country with a Florida driver's license. And it's that's crazy. It's just been a big year, period.
Well, your parents must be thrilled, of course, that you've launched your career in such a big way. So we want to hear really about the horse that's going to be a part of your future immediately. Who do you have with you now?
I have Oz the Tin Man, and he is mine. My mom, she bred him and raised him. And funny enough, he actually started out his life as, a ranch horse. He did various things. He went out, he sorted cattle. And I actually vividly remember, because he was a stallion for quite a while, because we were hoping to keep him as a breeding stallion. My mom wanted to breed him as a sport horse. But he didn't quite pass the Oldenburg approval when we took him to the curring. So my mom decided, well, I would rather have a really fantastic gelding than a mediocre stallion. And so she gelded him. Well, up until that point, I had been riding a small Arabian mare, and just coincidentally, it was another Arabian. You'll see a trend there. But, and she said, oh, this is going to be the horse that I think you should graduate up to. And I just looked at her and I, you're crazy. You know, because he was a stud colt, and he was always loud and rambunctious, very well behaved, but just so much energy. And you're crazy. I'm not going to ride that horse. But she got me in the saddle, and he was five, and I think I was about 13. And gosh, the rest is history. She had done dressage work with him and taken him to a few small shows, but, I took it from there, and she helped me, and now he's turning 17 this year, and I'm going to be 25, and it's been a long road together.
Well, obviously a very interesting journey too, which could get even more interesting now that you're the recipient of this grant. So tell us how you plan to spend it, because it's a huge gift, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. And I think the vision of the grant as a developing international rider is to see someone use it to either attempt to compete overseas or, push them in that direction to represent the United States internationally. You know, Becky's vision was all about American riders, dominating competition internationally and supporting that goal. So for myself, I've never competed overseas, and the idea has always just been so foreign, what means would I have to do that? And now, suddenly, here I am. So I would really like to do something in the fall, I think, because Fairhill was really an eye-opener for me. As some of the listeners might know, I didn't get around cross-country. And, that was a big learning curve for me. So I really want to spend the spring, coming back from that, taking what I learned and putting it to use. Buck, I think, is going to be really, really beneficial in my riding. I think that's clear that not everyone gets the opportunity to ride with him. And I'm very, very honored to be here. And I think I'll spend the spring working on some homework, and then I think by the fall I would feel really ready to to go overseas and try that. So I'd like to try for Blenheim is what's been in my head, and things always change, but I think for right now that's what the goal is.
Well, that must be really exciting, but it's something that you would have to budget for. Is this new to you to actually budget for a long term for a season and beyond?
No, I mean, budgeting has been a part of my life since I was in high school. It's always been, weighing the cost and benefit of every competition you go to. And, you put in so many work hours so that you can go to that competition you really want to. Budgeting on this scale, however, is completely new to me. And I'm going to try to be, because I would also really like to invest in a young horse, because Oz the Tin Man, Wart is what I call him. He's fantastic, and knock on wood, he's doing incredibly well and feels great, but he is going to be 17, and no rider bases their career on one horse. So I would like to invest in something a little bit younger, but that means being very, very careful about how I spend this money, and making sure that I make it work for me in as many ways as possible and really stretch it. So it is going to require some serious thought about where I want to spend the money and how I spend the money, and, you know, whether I invest in a young horse and turn around and maybe it's not quite the horse for me, so I sell it. And, you know, am I getting back money? Did I lose money? You know, there's all these questions whirling around in my head. And, or, you know, you just save it until the fall and you plop it all down on a Blenheim trip, you know? So there are definitely pros and cons and things I have to measure. But those are the two main ideas in my head right now, as a young horse and saving up for a trip overseas.
And of course, you'll gather invaluable experience riding other horses with that buck this next season.
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity to be here. You know, it's not every day that you walk down the barn aisleway and there's, you know, four or five four-star horses staring out their stalls at you. He's quite generous. And, you know, when we do get to ride the horses in his program, you know, it's quite a privilege. And I don't take that lightheartedly. Like, it does mean quite a big deal to me that, you know, when I put my foot in the stirrup, sometimes it's on a really, really fancy, you know, important horse. And, you know, you start to realize that, wow, like, you know, someone from, you know, New York City might think, oh, well, you ride horses, okay, whatever, no big deal. But, you know, to me, it's very important what I do. Like, I just think it's an incredible opportunity to be here.
So what's on your to-do list then, Katie, for your career, if you just look at the next 5 to 10 years?
I've always said that I would like to develop a horse to the four-star level. And I think that passion has started in me because of my parents and the fact that, you know, the horses that I've ridden were homebreds and, you know, trained by my parents and raised by my parents. And so to me, although it is still quite impressive and an experience to, you know, ride a horse around the four-star level, no matter what the background is, to me, I would really like to develop one. Just as a bucket list sort of thing, not because there's any shame in doing it another way, just because for me, that's how it would mean the most. And so whether it's on the Tin Man or maybe it's on the next horse that comes up, that's kind of what I'm trying to do, is develop four-star horses. And then, you know, along the lines, I'd also maybe like to develop really successful winning, like, prelim one-star horses that I can sell, you know, to support myself. But I think there's always going to be that drive for me to try and make it, you know, to the next level on a personal riding level.
So how would you summarize what winning this grant means to you, and what would you say to the Broussard family?
To the entire Broussard family, I would say from the bottom of my heart that I'm incredibly grateful, and I sincerely hope that one day I can turn around and help make somebody else's dreams come true, because that's quite literally what they are helping me accomplish, is seeing out my dreams. And I hope I can be as generous and as giving as they are to me, to someone else one day, and that I can, you know, help someone get to that next level. And that's really inspired me, actually, to make that a goal of my career, is to, you know, inspire somebody else, to help somebody else get to where they want to go.
Well, clearly this next season is going to be very exciting, whichever way you go and however you spend it, because you obviously have ambitions and plans for your horse and maybe this new young horse that you might find too. So I want to wish you the very best of luck, Katie, with that.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the show. And I'll try not to freeze here in sunny Ocala.
Well done. Thank you and good luck, Katie.
Thank you.
You can find out more about the Rebecca Broussard Grant by visiting the website at useventing.com. I'm Chris Stafford, and until the next time, enjoy your eventing.